Welcome to the Ashley Hand Show and to Reignited, a series of potent episodes and conversations with incredible individuals who have risen from the ashes of who they once were and reimagined, rediscovered, realigned, and reignited the most liberated expression of who they are now. So if you're in the midst of a transition of sorts, a reinvention, a shift, or maybe even a dark night of the soul, this is for you. And as for me, I'm Ashley Han, brand strategist, entrepreneur, author, coach, and very proud mama of my beautiful daughter, Skyla Vera. And oh my goodness, since I have become a mother, I have been deep in my own process of rediscovering, realigning, and reigniting this new version of me. So I will be sharing my own learnings, my process, and my upgrades as I've been on my own reignition journey as well. Now, let's get ready to feel reinvigorated and reignited in today's episode. Oh, and be sure to stay tuned until the very end because I will be announcing something super special and time sensitive that I am so excited about. And with that, let's dive into the episode. Oh, goodness. I did not think that I would be sitting here recording a podcast episode about this. Yet, here we are. All right. So, this is a little story about how there are leaked naked photos of me on the interwebs and how I, frankly, didn't and don't give a shit. Let me explain. So this whole conversation we're about to have was sparked and inspired by a conversation I was having with one of my girlfriends the other week. And I decided to bring the conversation here because it's just too good. It's too good. And what she said to me during this conversation, what had me realize, oh, wait, this is good. I got to bring it. I got to bring it to the pod and to my women is she said, Ashley, it's quite remarkable. It's really remarkable. I'm like, what? What is? She goes, the fact that it didn't even faze you. Like, she's like, that would destroy most people. And I was like, yeah, actually, yeah, I see that. It would destroy most people. It's some people's worst nightmare. And honestly, it was probably my worst nightmare 5-10 years ago. And it probably would have destroyed me at that point in time as well. So that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about where I was in the past and where I am now and the difference and how I've literally become unfuckwithable and how you can too and how you can thrive beyond betrayal versus letting betrayal break you. So here's the deal. Here's even what these naked photos were from. I was dating this guy and this was, oh my goodness, what, 8 years ago? A long time ago. You wouldn't even recognize me back then. I was a totally different version of myself. I was a completely different woman, living a completely different life, doing completely different things. And of course, that explains why I chose that man. But anyways, I was dating him for, somewhere between 6 months to a year. And we were in a long distance relationship. He lived in San Francisco. And so I would send him little sexual photos, sensual shots, nudies, if you will, because we had a long distance relationship and that was what we did. So that's where the photos came from. I know that's where they came from because I saw all the photos and there was also videos. There are photos and videos. So let me tell you how I found out about it. I found out about this about a year ago and I forgot about it for a long time. But here's how I found out about it. My own brother, of all people, sends me the link. Doesn't this story just keep getting better and better? And I remember he sent it to me and I looked at it. I looked at this webpage and all these many, many photos and even videos of me. And I just laughed and just exited the page. And I went about my day and I forgot about it. So I also had, and this is more recent, I would say, this is probably what honestly sparked the conversation between me and my girlfriend. Some random people messaged me on Instagram the link to this site again. And so anyways, I called my brother last night because I know that I'm about to record this podcast episode and I want to get the story straight and the facts straight. So, because I honestly, I couldn't even remember who sent me the link. I was pretty sure that it was my brother. That's how much I just didn't care. Anyways, so I call my brother last night and I say, hey, were you the one that sent me that link to a site that had a bunch of nude photos of me? And he goes, oh, yeah. I mean, geez, that was a long time ago. And I said, okay, I thought it was you. And I said, do you remember like how I responded to you or what I said? And he goes, yeah, all you said was LOL. That was it. LOL. I was like, oh goodness, so funny. And so then I asked him, where did you even get that link? I'm like, what websites are you browsing? Let's talk about that, you know? And he says, story gets even better. Are you ready for this? Apparently, my mom's ex that she dated years and years ago, he was honestly kind of a tool. So I'm glad that relationship no longer exists. He sent it to my brother, the link, and said something along the lines of, you know, hey, I've stumbled upon this and just thought you might want to pass it along to your sister. She may want to know about it. So too funny. So here's what I want to share. Yes, it completely unfazed me. It didn't affect me at all. Dripped off my back like water. And I'm going to tell you a quick story. I was put on multiple gossip sites like in high school. I don't know if you remember Zanga and MySpace days, but I was put on those sites and gossiped about and whatever. And it would really affect me and I would be really depressed and sad. And then in college, I was put on, I don't know if you've ever heard of the website, thedirty.com. I don't even know if it still exists. But I was put on thedirty.com and it's just where they talk trash about people and create basically these blog posts of just, I don't know, just trash talking, gossiping site. And there was a whole like page on me and I don't even remember what it said, to be honest. It was something about, you know, commenting on my looks, commenting on my fake tan, commenting on how skinny I was, how I was stuck up, something, something, yada, yada, whatever. Well, at the time when I found out, this is in college, I'm at my boyfriend's house and I see this article, this page, and I go into my boyfriend's closet. I find there's a big gigantic cardboard box in there and I go in that cardboard box and I literally close myself in this cardboard box and I just start wailing. I'm crying. Feel like my life's over. Feel like it's the worst thing that could ever happen to me. I'm so humiliated. Feel so embarrassed, feel like just a piece of dirt that's on the dirty. And it was horrible, like destroyed me. And yeah, such contrast how I was put on some gossip site, some slander, some words were said about me. There was no nude photos of me or anything like that. And how fast forward today, and there's these nude photos of me out on the internet and I find out about it and literally did not give a fuck. Like, forgot about it. And so I want to explain why that is and how, and this term that I'm really excited about, and I'll tell you more about why later, the art of being unfuckwithable. You feel me? And let me tell you what it means to be unfuckwithable. Being unfuckwithable means that you are so deeply rooted in who you are, so powerfully self-assured, so at peace, so confident that external actions and opinions, no matter how extreme, literally cannot touch you. It cannot disturb your core sense of self or your well-being. It means that you are so secure and rooted in your own identity and your own truth that you're unaffected by negativity, criticism, and attacks and bullying from others. You're literally unshakable, indestructible. And instead of letting things destroy you, you actually let them empower and strengthen you and advocate for who you really are. I use this analogy a lot of the green frog analogy. If somebody were to come to you and point their finger at you and say, you're a green frog, it likely would just be a weird moment in your day. You'd be like, well, that was a weird moment. It would kind of drip off your back like water and you'd carry on because why? You know, you're not the color green and you're not a frog. So that's why it doesn't affect you. In other words, when things affect us, it's showing us, it's revealing to us that we are insecure about that thing, that we may actually have judgments on ourselves or shame around a certain thing that we did or that we might be, or maybe we have a fear that we may be whatever that thing is that somebody has labeled us as, whatever, right? So if someone's called you a slut or whatever, or bitch, and you deep down feel like and fear that you are, like you may have this like deeper fear of, oh my gosh, I feel like I might be a slut or I might be a bitch. Like you have those judgments about yourself. It is going to trigger those judgments in you. Does that make sense? That's why it affects you. If it wasn't true, it wouldn't at some level, it wouldn't trigger you. So, and when I say true at some level, I mean some level within yourself. Okay. I'm not talking about true with a capital T. So the reason why it didn't faze me, and the reason also why I'm unfuckwithable is, for example, in this particular situation, I don't think that there's anything wrong with sending nudes, sending sexual photos to a person you're in a long distance relationship with. I really don't. And do I think it's wrong that he shared them without my permission? Hell yeah. But guess what? That's on him, not me. That's on him. That was his choice. That says everything about him, not me. And believe me, it does say a lot about him. I look back and I'm like, yeah, of course it was him. And it makes so much sense to me. But it doesn't affect me because A, I don't think there's anything wrong with what I did. And here's the thing, even if this is the tricky part, right? It's like, say you did something and you're either afraid of it coming to light or you're afraid of being exposed about something. The reason why you're afraid is because you judge that about yourself. You think it's wrong. You reject what you did. You reject that part about yourself. So how you become unfuckwithable is that you come to a place of full acceptance, full ownership of who you are, who you were, the decisions you made, the things you did. Like, listen, was it the best decision in the world to date this dude back then? I mean, I could say no, probably it wasn't the best choice. I dated a lot of guys that I would definitely not dated in the last, you know, 5-6 years that I've been on this transformational journey that I've been on. But I am also, I own it. I own my choice because it was part of my path. All the choices I made, all the decisions I made, all the things that happened are all part of what has led me to where I am today. And what I see happen a lot, let me just give you an example. My private one-on-one client was sharing her worst fear with me that prevents her, that actually stops her from stepping into the spotlight, from creating content, from showing up. And that fear is that someone will judge her, but more specifically that she'll maybe make a mistake, like an innocent mistake, or she'll do something and someone will warp it and twist it around and expose her and use it against her in a public way. That's her worst fear. That's why she's not showing up. I see this time and time again, but the question is, all right, say someone does that, like what happened with me, literally, that's exactly what happened with me. Then what? Then what? Say the worst fear, your worst fear happens. Then what? Like here I am, something that probably would have been, yes, my worst fear 5-10 years ago, whatever. And here I am. I'm actually talking about it on my platform and utilizing it to deliver a message, to create impact. Do you see? What happens, I'll tell you what happens when your worst fear happens, is you realize, well, that didn't kill me. I didn't die. My life's not over. And you lean in and you grow from it. You strengthen your identity from it, right? So this is how you become unfuckwithable. Look at Kim Kardashian. We can learn so much from her and what happened. I mean, there was, similar to my nude photos being leaked on the internet, the sex tape of her and I don't even remember who it was, Neo, Ray J, whoever. The sex tape leaked on the internet. for most people, the average person would have destroyed them, right? Maybe they go into a ball, a hole of depression, which is what I could have done in this my specific scenario. What did Kim Kardashian do? She got on top of that shit. She rode that wave and she let it empower her, amplify her. She became richer than she'd ever been. She became extremely famous, you know? So people may slander your name. They may attack you. They may throw rocks at you. But the truth is that none of it actually breaks you because your spirit is unbreakable. But it's up to you to tap into that, to connect with that. I mean, there's so much more I could talk about in this episode. So much more I could go into. I go off on this shit. Like, the art of becoming unfuckwithable is being magnetically confident. I talk about magnetic confidence a lot. And what magnetic confidence is, it's one thing to be confident. It's another thing to be magnetically confident. Because like a magnet, think of a magnet. Yes, it attracts. It also repels. And a lot of people are great with the attraction part. But when it comes to repelling people, to getting rejected, no, they can't handle that part. What I'm saying is that could be the best part. Like, really, truly, I heard this quote the other day. It was like, or no, it wasn't a quote. It was from a movie. And she was like, this girl got a bunch of haters commenting on her stuff. And her friend goes, oh my God, you have haters? You made it. It was like, oh my God, you made it. And it's so true. It's like, for me, the haters are a measurement, a testimony to the game that I'm playing, how big I'm playing, how bold, how brave I'm being, the stance that I'm willing to take, right? A lot of people are trying to please everybody, to be as agreeable as possible, to not piss people off, to not make people uncomfortable. No, go ahead, do that. If you want to live the most diluted version of you, the most unfulfilling surface level life. If you want to live a life worth living, a life of pure alignment, deep fulfillment, of joy, of bliss, of freedom, then girl, you own all of you. You express all of you, no matter whose feathers it ruffles. That's magnetic confidence. That's the art of being unfuckwithable. So if this is the kind of energy you want to ignite and embody, girl, keep listening. Because just so happens that tomorrow, February 20th, I am officially opening up the portal. I'm so excited about this. It's called the Ignite Portal. The Ignite Portal is the transformational portal through which you light that spark within you and become fully ignited, unstoppable, and on fire in your business, in your being, and in your life. It's for heart-centered, multifaceted, multi-passionate women who really want to feel fully lit up, ignited, and on fire from the inside out in all that they are and all that they do. And it's for women who want to rise and soar alongside other powerful, soul-aligned women who are on the same path and fanning each other's flames on the way. It's literally a movement of women igniting women all over the world. And if that doesn't sound exciting, I don't know what does. And get this, the theme of March in the Ignite Portal is literally becoming unfuckwithable. Yeah. So if you want to step into and fully activate and embody this energy of becoming unfuckwithable and being so magnetically confident that you are unshakable, unstoppable, untouchable, a force, a feminine force to be reckoned with, the most alive, most radiant, most liberated expression of you, if those are the kind of upgrades you want to receive and you're listening to this episode right now, I am also doing something very special in celebration of this grand opening of the portal. And because I love you and I appreciate you so, so much for being here right now, for listening to this podcast and for supporting me the way you have, for being here on this journey with me, I'm going to give you a 30-day free trial to the Ignite Portal. so you can try it out for 30 days. Get in there, get a feel for the community, what it's like to be in this sisterhood, a powerful soul-aligned women, and also dive through my vault of over $10,000 worth in trainings, executable frameworks, masterclasses, modules. And of course, so you can receive these weekly upgrades I'll be giving around becoming unfuckwithable. You can cancel anytime. This is my gift to you for being here, because I appreciate you so much and because I'm so freaking excited. I just want everyone to come in and be a part of this movement. So don't delay. Take advantage. Hop in the portal. Claim your seat at the table. Check the show notes for the link and the special 30-day trial code just for you. And I hope to see you in there. If you're feeling a pull, like you need to be a part of this, it's probably because you do. So trust that. It's time to bring your full self online and become unfuckwithable, baby. I'll see you in the portal. If this episode made a difference for you, please be sure to leave a rating and review. It means so, so much to me, and it fuels me to continue to create more episodes and content like this. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and we'll see you next time.